The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to episode 14 of 2025, The Final Drive. Of course, this is a metaphor on my football playing and coaching days. Time is ticking. Time is running out. The time to go is now. The 2017 tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025, giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves from taxes destroying our retirement accounts before they go up for good. You know, I'm going to spend some time today talking about required minimum distributions. Isn't it great that we put money away tax deferred? We get this little tax deduction, instant gratification. Our money grows tax deferred, and then we pull it out in retirement and pay taxes at that point. Well, it sounds good if tax rates are going to be the same or lower than they are today, but all of us know the mathematical probability or possibility or certainty that tax rates will be much higher in the future than they are today. The narrative has been flipped. So here's how it works. The IRS says, hey, you know what? When you take your money out, we will let you know what the tax rate will be. First of all, that sounds like a bad idea. Number two, and by the way, we will tell you when you have to take it out and how much of it is ours. So that's how minimum distributions work. Now, at this point, this could change, but at this point, you must start taking money out of IRAs, 401ks, not Roth, but all of the tax deferred accounts no later than April 1st. Of the year following age 72. That's the minimum distribution rules as they stand now. Now, the question is, how much do you have to take? Well, once again, under current law, it's laid out that says you must take it out over a certain period of time. Now, they use something called a uniform table. The uniform table, everyone uses it, assumes you have a spouse that's 10 years younger. So at 72, they look at your balance at the end of the year and they say, okay, you have to divide it by about 27.2 or something like that. So does the IRS really believe at 72 years old that you're going to live 27 plus years? No. But if you have a spouse 10 years younger, the answer is yes, when you combine the life expectancies. But once again, you don't have to have a spouse 10 years younger. It's the table that everyone uses. So I have seen required distributions get out of control. By the time you get to age 80, you're being forced to pull out at least 5% of your account balance. And after that, it just becomes more and more and more. So as the older you get and the more conservative you want to become on your investments, the more aggressive the IRS is on your withdrawals. And that's under current law. Now, what happens if you decide, you know what, I don't want to get in a situation where I have the IRS telling me how much to take out, and I am being forced to pay taxes at an unknown rate? Well, what you want to do is recognize that we have a tax law that's in place until the end of 2025, and I want to pull forward some of that income. I want to take it out of the IRA now. Let's say you're 65, 66, 67. They're pulling out now through a Roth conversion, paying the tax at these historically low rates. It now goes into a Roth where there is no required distributions. And oh, by the way, if you ever decide to take money out of it, it's tax-free. Again, paying tax on the seed money, not the harvest. That's a Roth. and then pushing your required distributions down in the future so you can manage those better. Now, if you are Medicare age, you don't want to substantially increase your income by doing Roth conversions and increase your Medicare premium substantially. So that's a little gotcha that can catch you if you're not careful. Now, let's talk about something that could happen. Once again, they tell you when you have to take it out and how much of it is theirs. So what if we said, you know what? We no longer are going to allow you to use this uniform table that assumes you have a spouse 10 years younger. We're now going to move to the single life table, which does exist, and it's being used already. It's being used in those old inherited IRAs. Remember, before the law changed, if I died and my son inherited my retirement account, he could leave it in my name as an inherited IRA and only take a distribution based on his life expectancy. Well, that rule changed a few years ago. Now you have to have it all out within 10 years. One RMD, it all has to be out within 10 years. But under the old rule, the single table was used. So it's out there. So what if they say this? You know what, old Dave, I know that you're now 72 and you have to take money out, and we've decided not allow you to use that uniform table, which allows you to divide your balance by 27 years and a pretty small distribution, around 3.65%. And instead, we're going to institute the single table for your RMDs. Well, I can tell you from being in practice over 28 years, most people have no idea what their required distribution is. They'll say, hey, I'm supposed to start taking money out, right? Yes. How much am I supposed to take? I don't care if I told them it was $10. They're going to be upset about it. So I say to you, hey, well, you divide it by 3.65%. So every $100,000 is $3,650. That's your RMD. But what if they said, no. We're going to now have you use the single table. At 72, they divide your balance by around 16 years to 17 years. Well, that substantially increases your required distribution by a lot, by over 30% more, right? That's a lot. So instead of that required distribution being $3,650, it may be something more like $5,000. Well, now you have a $1 million retirement account. That is substantial, very substantial. And that could be a way to increase revenues without increasing taxes, as we talked about in a previous podcast. Very, very simple to do. Just flip it from uniform to single and bang, more money comes out, more tax revenues are had, and that makes the IRS very, very happy. All right, now let's move on talking about single taxpayers. Speaking of them, you feel like you're getting screwed if you're a single taxpayer. I know you do, because married people have the most favorable tax treatment. Their deductions are higher. Their tax brackets are wider. When you're single, everything gets cut in half. Your deductions get cut in half. All of your tax brackets get squeezed down. So instead of having $19,000 of taxable income at 10%, it's now like 9 or 10. Or if you have $80,000 at 12, it's now half. Everything gets cut in half. And at some point in our lives, it's likely we will file a single tax return, either through divorce or through death. And when that happens, you have a couple things that go wrong. Number one, you're going to lose a check. At least one Social Security check goes away. And then you need more money. So you have to go to your tax-deferred accounts, these IRAs and 401ks that have never had the taxes paid, and you're paying double the tax. So it's always a bad idea. You want to have money in the Roth. But here's something that I've come across recently that you need to know about. With the number of people in America who are having to move their parents back into their house to take care of them for a variety of reasons, mostly it's dementia, Alzheimer's, things like that. And I've experienced this in my own family, where my father-in-law had dementia, Alzheimer's, passed away, and my mother's suffering from it right now. And my stepfather is able to take care of her for now. But at some point, sometimes people say, you know what, I'm going to move my mom into my house. Well, at that time, it could be very likely or possible that you're providing more than half of her support. If you're providing more than half of the parent's support, and this could be very, very easily calculated, you would just simply say, hey, they live in my house, they use my electricity, they use my water, and we're feeding them. And yeah, even if they have income from Social Security or other sources, you could easily determine if you're providing half, not all, half of their, more than half of their support. So why is that important to understand? If you're in that situation, you could then claim your parents and change your filing status, if you're single, to head of household. And when you do that, you get the exact same tax treatment as a married filing joint couple. Now, then you could really make some hay on doing Roth conversions, paying the tax on the seed, not the harvest. Like I said, I had a client today that called and he needed $150,000 to buy a condo. Now, he drank my Kool-Aid for years. He's been on a very aggressive campaign to move money from taxable to tax-free for years. So we were able to take $100,000 out of his Roth tax-free, $30,000 out of the bank account that he had over at the credit union, and then only $20,000 from his traditional IRA, costing him a mere $2,400 in income taxes on a $150,000 withdrawal. Versus had it all been in an IRA or a 401k where none of the taxes had been paid, he would have had to take $250,000 or slightly more to get the $150K to get the condos, because you would be paying it at 37% plus your state. In Indiana, that's about 5%. So about 42% of your money would be gone in taxes. Now, how happy do you think he was paying tax at 12% and 22% since 2018 on Roth conversions, and still only paid 12% on his 20 current grand he took from his traditional IRA? So you get the math on this. He paid at these low tax rates, moving it from taxable to tax-free. It grows tax-free. Everything in it's tax-free that he's made in the last several years. And when he wanted to buy that condo, guess what? He didn't have to go take $250 out to net $150 to make it all work. So that's another great reason to have a Roth. A fantastic reason to continue to move money from taxable tax-free. And if you are someone who is taking care of an aging parent and you're single, look at the fact that you may be able to file as head of household, get the same tax treatment as married filing joint, and do some awesome things when it comes to your tax planning. So if you'd like to talk about how we can help you navigate these complicated issues, please go to cfci.us and contact us to set up your complimentary call, or give us a call over at 812-334-3190. And yes, we'll make it happen. Have a good one, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025 The Final Drive, by going to www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.